news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Rob Center could never be more fabulous. So he earns a bonus week off. He gets to take a week off next week. So Rob, please enjoy, get untethered and leave us in the dust for a while. So we enjoy. We hope that you have a good time. On the news line with us now, it's Mr. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website is a go-to place at our house, aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker, member of the Critics' Choice Association and Online Film Critics Society, an award winner, author, and he's probably going to be a screenwriter, and he's going to be even more famous someday than he is today. At aisleseat is his Twitter handle, and his appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg, campustheater.org. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
You know, it's been a stressful week for everybody, so I'm hoping that we can all forget about politics for a few minutes and talk about movies and give ourselves a little mental break.
Oh, yes. It's been, revealing. That's what it's been.
Yeah, it has. And people I know on either side of the party, no matter who you're rooting for, everybody, I think, has been stressed out by not knowing who's going to win yet. So let's kind of put that aside for a few minutes and talk about something a little happier.
All right. Well, we're going to do some suspension of disbelief with some new films that are out there. You say in theaters there is one called Let Him Go.
I have to tell you, Mark, I'm sitting here really excited. As I was waiting to come on the air, I have Good Morning America on TV, and they ran a 30-second commercial for Let Him Go that quotes my review. So that's probably going to tip you a little bit here, let you know.
Wow, well, that's great. Good for you. You made the big time.
So, yeah, so if you're watching TV and you see the commercial for Let It Go, you'll see the aisle seat, which is me quoted in the ads. But this is a new movie set in the 1950s, and it stars Diane Lane and Kevin Costner. And they're a married couple. And their son, this is not a spoiler, their son dies in a tragic accident. And a year later, their daughter-in-law marries another guy. And that guy is abusive to her and to her son, the grandson of Diane Lane and Kevin Costner. And they go to take custody of the child, and the guy has run off, and they don't know where he is, so they have to go in search of him. And they track him down to the rural Dakotas, where they discover that he is part of a backwoods crime family run by a matriarch, played by Leslie Manville, and she has no intention of giving the kid back. So I have to tell you, this is the most gripping film I have seen in 2020. There is so much tension and suspense in this movie, and the way that they generate suspense is so good and so effective. Great performances across the board. Diane Lane, another strong performance from her. Kevin Costner, brilliant as always. Leslie Manville is chilling as the villain. And I don't want to give away anything else that happens, but it's a movie about whether they're going to be able to get that kid back and what kind of danger they're facing from this woman and her family. And I was absolutely riveted from start to finish. So Let Him Go, one of the best films of the year, 4 stars.
Wow. Okay. That's fabulous. Okay, so let's dig into that a little bit. You didn't reveal much in the plot. You basically talked about everything that's in the trailer, so we appreciate,
right.
We certainly appreciate that. But it just seems like in the trailer there's so many nuances. You look here, and then there's something related to a fourth character and a fifth one. So you have sort of the main story that you alluded to, but it seems like there's always something in the background of every scene.
Yeah, one of the things that's so cool about this movie is that they don't meet the woman until partway through the movie, but they're looking for the family. And every time they question somebody and say, hey, do you know any of these people? Do you know where they live? They get some variation of, you really don't want to find those people. And so that gets our tension up as we watch. And then there's this great scene where they finally meet her, and again, this is not a spoiler, but if you look at Kevin Costner, his character is a retired sheriff, and he's afraid of her. And because we know he's afraid of her, we know that we should be afraid of her. So the movie has just so much going on, but it's also, aside from being a great thriller, it's a story of motherhood, because you have three mothers here in the story, and it shows how they have different approaches to motherhood and different approaches that they take with their children or grandchildren, and how love is shown in different ways, how good influences and bad influences take part. So there's just so much happening in this movie, and it's so well done.
All right, we'll give it 4 gun belts in honor of Kevin Costner's character. There, you gave it 4. Let It Go, and that's in movie theaters. So
yes, that is the sole new theatrical release this week.
Another film that is out on demand these days, Kindred. I saw the trailer for that one, too. I kind of had a little bit of trouble following it. What's your view on that?
Yeah, this is. I always like to recommend something that's new and really interesting because I know a lot of people are not returning to the movies yet. You're looking for something really great you can watch at home. This is a British thriller slash horror movie, and some similar ideas to Let Him Go, but it's about a young woman who becomes pregnant and her boyfriend dies in a tragic accident, and the guy's mother insists that she come and live in the family mansion. And she stays there for a little bit, but then she wants to leave, and the mother won't let her. And it quickly becomes clear that the mother has some reason for wanting the child and worrying that the child is going to be taken away from her. So there's a lot of tension and suspense as this main character tries to escape from being held hostage. And it's just one of those movies that has so much going on and so many twists and new things being thrown in that you're just continually riveted by it.
Okay. So you like that. 3.5? Is that where we're headed with this? Or 3 anyway?
Yeah. 3.5 stars for that. And nobody really famous in it. The guy's mother who owns the mansion is played by Fiona Shaw, the British actress who played Aunt Patricia in the Harry Potter movie. So that's probably the most recognizable person in it. But she's great in it. And it's one of those movies that just really sinks its teeth into you because there's always some new monkey wrench being thrown into the situation. And every time you think this girl's going to get out, something happens that she doesn't.
One of our good listeners sends us a text, says, how much does it cost to watch a video-on-demand movie?
It depends. For movies like that, it's generally $7 or $8. Whenever one of the major studio movies makes its debut on demand, like we saw earlier this summer with King of Staten Island, that's $20, or Trolls World Tour was $20 when it came out. But generally, for something like Kindred, that would only be $7 or $8.
All right, good information there. All right, another film out, also on demand, Triggered. Weirdest movie ever.
Yeah, another horror movie, and again, nobody in this I've ever seen before or heard of, but it's a story about 9 high school friends who reunite for a party in the woods. And while they're there, somebody gasses them and knocks them out. When they wake up, they all have these vests strapped to their chests with a countdown clock in the middle. And they're forced to play this deadly game where they have to figure out how to survive before their time runs out. And the only way you can survive is by killing other players and taking their time from them. So it's kind of like a Saw movie in that it's just about people being tortured and attacking each other with knives and hatchets and then blowing up. They're kind of an interesting idea there, but the movie really doesn't do anything with it. So 1.5 stars for that. I know people might see that description on their VOD menu and think, hey, that sounds cool. It does sound cool, but it's really not when you start to watch it.
Well, and it's not up to standard with other films. I mean, based on your remarks, it doesn't sound like it's up to standard with some of the comparable. Certainly not in the Saw realm, which you liked those. I never liked them. But other films where you have somebody's going to die if they don't do something or kill somebody or find something or something along that line.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the Saw movies. I don't like these movies where people are just kind of tortured for the sake of being tortured. And that's kind of what this is. The movie has a little bit of a sense of humor about itself. One of the characters at one point references the fact that it feels like they're in a Saw movie. But I have no problem with violence and gore in horror movies if there's a reason for it. And this movie just doesn't have a reason for it.
Doesn't have it. Okay. All right. Fabulous. I always ask you about an update at movie theaters. How are the movie houses doing?
More bad news this week because Disney announced that it is pushing back 2 of the movies that it was supposed to release at the end of this year, Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds and Death on the Nile, which is a sequel to Murder on the Orient Express, which was a big hit a few years ago. These were both coming from 20th Century Fox, which Disney owns. They're pushing them back into next year, so there really is not a whole lot of product left to play between now and the end of the year. The only movies coming out from big studios, we have Freaky next week from Universal and the Crude sequel, which is coming out closer to Thanksgiving. But other than that, not much major studio fare until sometime in 2021. So this is another really tough blow for the nation's movie theaters.
And you see movie theaters coming back next year, though?
Well, it's going to be hard. You know, AMC in particular is still scrambling for cash to stay operational. Having fewer movies to show really is not going to help them any. So I think it's looking very, very dire for a lot of the nation's cinemas, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if this will be the pivot point for movie theaters. Who knows what we'll have in the future. Okay. Let's see. Finally, the death of Sean Connery. In a lot more films than I ever remembered when we saw his filmography this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Connery died a week ago at the age of 90. And what an amazing career he had. You know, gained fame playing James Bond, won an Oscar for The Untouchables back in the 80s, and was just one of those actors that everybody liked. Every time you saw him on screen, glad to see him. Kind of a complicated man in real life. You know, didn't always have the reputation for being the best guy, especially when it came to women. You know, he talked openly about thinking it was okay to smack a woman around when she needed it in a famous interview I think he did with Barbara Walters. So he was a complicated guy, but as a movie star, certainly very talented, very charismatic, and somebody who brought a lot of joy to all of us who love movies. So Sean Connery, definitely a big loss.
Do people view him as the James Bond?
Yeah, for many people, he is still the definitive James Bond. He's still considered the top tier.
Okay, so, yep, so we'll miss his talent on screen. Movie Mike McGranahan, what are you going to be reviewing in the days and weeks ahead?
Universal is supposed to screen Freaky for me on Tuesday of next week, so hopefully I will have a review of that for you on opening day next Friday.
All right, we'll be looking for Freaky, whatever that entails, and we'll find out. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Hey, thank you.
That is Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, aisleseat.com, at aisleseat on Twitter. And he would just love for you to patronize his sponsor, the Campus Theater, with its preview openings for members and supporters this weekend and then next weekend. Open to the public, socially distanced, safe and sanitary, and ready for you next weekend at the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.